This editorial has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the PDF version at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca. The copyright for this editorial belongs to the author and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. This is the editorial for Volume 48, Issue 3. The author of this editorial is M. Cleveland Innes, of Athabasca University in Canada. In this issue of the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology, evidence-based practice continues to be emphasized. In addition to providing information reflecting trends in a rapidly evolving education space, according to the most recent Horizon report, multiple trends overlap specifically with topics addressed in our journal. The widespread adoption of hybrid learning models, increased use of learning technologies, online faculty development, and quality online learning. We invite you to review the content summary of this journal issue, with particular thanks to reviewer Dr. Diane Janes and book editor Carol Sparks. The current book review is a long overdue tribute to women scholars in distance education. The Encyclopedia of Female Pioneers in Online Learning by former Athabasca University students Dr. Susan Bainbridge and Noreen Wark provides individual histories of the work and experiences of 30 women, early adopters of online and distance education in their countries, building on the use of career profiles, original interviews, and research analysis. The book is a testament to the space that women in this field have occupied and continue to occupy in the modern day world of technology-enhanced global education. The notes section of this issue covers a topic that links online and lifelong learning, titled Time Scarcity and Student Performance, Instructional Strategies for Busy Adult Online Students. Melanie Holmes from the American Public University System offers a well-detailed, solution-focused review of the time, greedy task engagement of online adult learning. For Holmes, adult online college students often suffer from time scarcity, which results in a drain on cognitive capacity and executive function, thus lowering their ability to plan, reason, and multitask. Busy students often engage in tunneling, ignoring everything but the most pressing concern. To support these students, educators should recommend timelines for task completion and divide larger assignments into smaller tasks. To reduce feelings of time scarcity, classrooms should have a predictable rhythm of regular assignments, a clear syllabus, meaningful assignments, and no busy work. Better understanding the challenges of the busy adult online student can help educators more effectively support their success. Doctors George Velechzinis and Nicole Johnson of Royal Roads University identify technological and other challenges facing Canadian university faculty in Article 1, Canadian faculty members' hopes and anxieties about the near future of higher education. They identify the challenges spanning from economic, social, technological, demographic, environmental, to political tensions that are part of the higher education pace worldwide. This has resulted in a call to rethink, reimagine, and reform higher education. To respond to such challenges, a wide variety of stakeholders must be engaged. 37 faculty members at Canadian colleges and universities share their hopes and anxieties about the future of higher education. Results centered on four themes: anxieties and hopes shaped by supports and resources from various sources. Faculty member anxiety over matters that negatively impact them but are beyond their control. Faculty member hopes that good comes from the COVID-19 pandemic, and visions of a well-rounded education for students to succeed both within and beyond their careers. Implications speak to a need for research toward more hopeful futures for higher education, especially in the context of online and blended learning.
L'article 2 teste la utilité des fonctions d'aide technologique sur les performances en lecture et en écriture et sur le concept de soi scolaire auprès d'élèves du primaire qui ont des difficultés d'apprentissage.
Usefulness of assistive technologies for reading and writing skills and academic self-concept for French-speaking elementary students with learning difficulties. Focused on students rather than instructors, Borget Pichet, Larox Kemla, Bigot, and Gui report findings on the use of assistive technologies by French-speaking elementary school students experiencing reading and writing difficulties. These authors test whether at improved reading comprehension, spelling errors, and academic self-concept compared to a group of average achieving peers. The results show that between the two time periods, students in the IT group reduced their spelling errors, and after just 5 months using IT, achieved performances comparable to their average achieving peers. The implications for academic success and future research are discussed. Jones and Cheng of Queen's University and Tweedy from the University of Calgary continue the use of artificial approaches in Article 3, Automated Scoring of Speaking and Writing, starting to hit its stride. First, it surveys the current research on automated scoring of language. Then it examines how automated scoring impacts assessment, teaching, and learning in the present and future. By outlining the general background of automated scoring issues in language assessment and testing, the authors can position the research with respect to technological advancements. A detailed literature review search process and criteria for article inclusion contextualizes the emergence of three main themes: automated scoring design considerations, the role of humans and artificial intelligence, and the accuracy of automated scoring with different groups. The next steps for automated scoring of language in the Canadian context related to both the research and current uses are described. Stays and Nicknam of the University of Manitoba report on user interface visual design and student learning experiences. Student perceptions of the visual design of learning management systems is a preliminary examination of students' perceptions of the visual design of an LMS and their learning experiences. Using survey methodology, findings identify multiple correlations, including that students reporting positive perceptions of the visual appearance of the LMS also report greater satisfaction with grades. Exploring the impact of LMS color and other dimensions of visual design on student engagement and learning are important and have practical value for LMS developers, instructional designers, and instructors. Article 5, Rizzo Creation of Second Language Teachers' Capacity for Technological Integration is authored by Francis Bangau of the University of Ottawa. Looking again at language learning, they report findings from an ongoing research project associated with the design and delivery of a 12-week online graduate course in computer-assisted language learning. Data includes participants' assignments, semi-structured interviews, and course materials. Rizzo analysis was deployed to map change and potentialities in teachers' becoming. Technology, learning, and teacher education relate to retheorizing the role and effect of human, expressive, and material elements in teacher education using computer-assisted language learning, where micro-level singularities and emergent potentialities for teaching and learning within teacher education exist. This is the end of the editorial. The full text of this editorial is available at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca.